The Attorney by Steve Martini, read by William Dufries.
To Leia. Chapter 1. I can trace it back with precision to one of those fitful weeks in August, when the thermometer hit triple digits for the 10th day in a row. Even the humidity was high, unusual for Capital City. The air conditioner in my car had died, and at 6:15, traffic on the interstate was stalled behind an overturned truck and trailer rig filled with tomatoes on their way to the Campbell's plant. I would be late picking up Sarah from the sitters. Even with this as background, it was an impulsive move. 10 minutes after I got home, I called a realtor I knew and asked the fateful question, "How much can I get for the house? Would you come by for an appraisal?" The real estate market was heating up, like the weather. So, in this respect, my timing was good. Sarah was out of school in that awkward gap between fifth grade and middle school, and not looking forward to the switch. Her best friends, twin sisters her same age, were in the southern part of the state. I'd met their mother during a legal seminar in which we were both speakers, almost 3 years ago now. Susan McKay and her daughters lived in San Diego. Susan and I had been seeing a lot of each other between monthly trips to San Diego and meetings at the halfway point in Morro Bay. For some reason that adults will never comprehend, the kids seemed to bond at that very first meeting. In San Diego, the weather was cool and breezy, and it held the promise of family life, something Sarah and I had been missing for nearly 4 years. We had spent 2 weeks visiting in early July, part of that in Ensenada, south of the border. I had become infected with the scent of salt in the air, and the fast...